This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prior his prophethood, was living amongst the most anarchist, ruthless and most barbaric people in the whole world. People so reckless and hot-headed that feuds would break out merely over who's going to tie their camel to the tree first. These people were so inhumane, they would bury their young girls alive. These people were so ignorant that they were nicknamed Al-Ummiyun, those who were illiterate. These people were so tribalistic, tribal wars would erupt over one line of poetry, subhanAllah. People so animalistic, they were considered the dogs of the desert by the Persians and the Romans. No one wanted anything to do with the Arabs back then. No one. For they had no resources. What are they going to offer? Sand? Right? They're not going to offer anything. And if anyone has studied history, and if anyone knows anything about empires, what do empires wish to do? They wish to expand their own backyards, right? They wish to expand into other territories. But did the Romans and the Persians expand into Arabia? Did they? No, they didn't. Why? There was nothing there. These were considered ungovernable lands. These people were considered the dogs of the desert, as we mentioned. They didn't want anything to do with them. And these people, as they saw, had nothing to offer for society. They were looked upon as a bunch of idol-worshipping Bedouins who loved warfare. I want you to listen to the following. These Arab back then, they used to kill and slaughter each other so much that they decided to take out 4 months in the year, sacred months of the year, four of them. Why? So they can take it as a truce, not to fight, not to kill, so they can use that as an opportunity to go back to their wives and reproduce so they won't become extinct. That's how much they loved warfare. That's how much they loved to kill, Allahu Akbar, and fight. Now you can imagine, living amongst such a society, it's either hunt or be hunted, exploit or be exploited, lie or tell the truth. Okay? Got you there. The Prophet ﷺ was sent to these types of people. Now I want you to imagine the background here. These types of people, we just explained. This chaos. He lost his father before he was born. He was orphaned. To make matters worse, his mother died when he was only 6 years old. 6 years old, that's the age that today we send our kids to primary school, kindergarten. Imagine that. Imagine a kindergarten child, no mother, no father, sent among these tribalistic, inhumane, barbaric animals. Allahu Akbar. Yet, despite all that exploitation, deception, lies and manipulation, he was a man of principle and honor, and he did not compromise those principles. He did not compromise. You know, because when you live in such a society, okay, it can have an effect on you. We are products of our environment. When I went to Egypt, okay, there was a lot of chaos. Okay, it's culture shock when you get there. Those who have been to Egypt say, yeah, I agree. You know, people driving in the opposite direction. Forget the word lane and queue. That word doesn't even exist in Egypt. You go, aren't there lines? What? Lines? What's lines? Doesn't even exist. Forget it. Okay, people just pay, you know, when you're trying to buy something all over you. Forget it. Allahu musta'an. And rubbish everywhere. You know, rubbish everywhere. Yet when we were there, there was one brother. He refused to contribute to that filth. He refused. He wouldn't litter even if it was just a chewing gum wrapper. Why? He had principle. He had honor. He had dignity. No, I'm not going to lower myself to that level. No. So the Prophet ﷺ was like that. He refused to compromise on his principles of nobility until everyone called him what? Naam. As-Sadiq Al-Amin. The truthful one. Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. Al-Amin also comes from Al-Amn, an amana, a trust. It's secure. In other words, if you were to keep something with him, don't worry. He'll return it to you as it was.